is the Bada Bing Diddy bringing us into another episode of Streamers with a Purpose. And the purpose this week is to bring back the well-anticipated, the fan-favorite Streamer Showcase. And we're going to have a returning guest with us. But first, I got to introduce my co-host, number one, B.A., Browns Arcade on
Hello,
Twitch.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going, B.A.? How you doing today?
It is going. I'm tired, as always.
As always. It's been a long week. and the other one, TMNT underscore Sternzy, the turtle, man.
Cowabunga, baby. What's going on, everybody?
What's going good, my man? Been eating any pizza lately?
Actually, I did. I had pizza a couple days ago.
Hey, fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
And so, guys, this week we're bringing back a very close friend of ours, one of the most kind-hearted souls that I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. I know you guys both have said the same thing. They were our very first Streamers Showcase guest. And now, the very first Streamers Showcase guest for Season 2 of Streamers with a Purpose, Stupid underscore Biscuit. Biscuit, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. I love y'all's faces. Just got to get that out of the way first.
Yes. the great one-liner by Biscuit. It's like that's their saying. It's magnificent.
Yeah. It's all over my channel, so
including in the new emotes. I really like it.
Yeah, it's in my new emotes.
All right. Well, I want to start off by like we normally start off. I you know what? And first of all, a couple things were brought up to me last week. Right after we finished recording the podcast, BA was like, you know what we didn't do? We didn't tell our good stories. What was it? Right? That was it, right? BA, like, could you guys?
That was it. Yeah.
We never shared a story, and then we never closed out with our channels either.
Yeah, we never plugged.
But
we're just like, all right, podcast over. Bye, guys.
It's like Sturzy said, we're still trying to find that footing again.
Yeah, breaking off that rust, you know?
It was a long winter, okay?
It was.
It still is. Winter's not over yet.
Yeah, actually here in Ohio, the winter actually just showed up and said, "Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm just a little late."
Oh yeah, we just got more snow this morning, dude.
Yeah,
same here.
You weren't gonna see me this year.
We still have a dusting out, like, but it's just intensely cold, and the wind has been atrocious.
Oh yeah, it's been bad at night here too.
Like,
I hate winter.
I love it. I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind the cold. I love the cold. But
I have,
like,
always hated winter.
Yeah.
Summer's just as bad though. Summer is just as bad.
Yeah, because So if I had the choice, it's winter. I'd rather freeze than I'd rather burn up, because there's only so many layers of clothes you could take off before you get charged with public indecency.
Exactly.
That's why I love you, Buck. Don't I say that all the time? I'm like, I hate you because you can only go down so far before you start getting in trouble.
Yep.
I will say there's only so much you can put on as well,
but there's
a much broader range.
You can walk around looking like a scarecrow, you know, with your arms stuck out to the side. I can't pull down kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah, the whole Christmas story.
Yep.
My whole thing of it though is that once you put on so many layers, you can't fit any more on the outside without bursting your clothes like the Hulk.
Well, if you're layering right, you don't need to go that far either though.
That's true.
I
start walking around like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Hey, I will say the first layer when I'm wearing a hoodie, the first layer is not the t-shirt. It's all the flubber that I've added onto this beautiful dad bod.
Yeah, right.
Dad bod for the win, baby. That's why we like the winners.
Yep. Hibernation is our forte.
See.
All right. Well, I want to start off by, like we normally do, I want to ask you guys how your guys' week was. Sturzy, I know you mentioned last week, you've kind of really taken a step back from streaming because of your personal life and stuff, but still, I mean, do you have anything you want to share from this past week and just kind of things that you've just basically the week you've had?
I don't want to go too far into it, but there's been a lot of growth. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. If you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to better things. I'm looking forward to happier times. And I'm excited for what's to come. Yeah, that's about really that. I didn't stream or anything, so I've got nothing in the streaming showcase or in the streaming category. But I've done a lot of growth over the last week, and it's been a lot of hard growing. So it's been tough. I've cried. I've laughed. I've gotten angry, and now it's time to move forward and change the situation.
A whole new world.
I was just thinking that, Buck.
You're hired.
We're gonna showcase you in the new live action movie.
I'm down. Let's
yes,
do that.
I will totally wear that dress.
Aladdin and the King of Thieves. Yes, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
BA, how was your week, buddy?
It has been incredibly busy, man. In both good and bad ways. I have been so busy, I actually haven't streamed myself. I've been working on getting a new job, which is the process for that has another episode for tomorrow for me. I've been trying to do more stuff on my channel, but I've just been so busy I haven't really had much time to work on it. I've been all over the place with like stuff on my computer and trying to help out in different places and trying to help CC take care of her kids, and like I have had no time.
I understand
so
that.
Much I haven't even hung out with like my friend for a while, but I know that as time passes, all of this will calm down, like it always does, and everything will be back to normal. So, it's fine. I will eventually come back from hibernation.
Like I said, hibernation is a fan favorite with the dad bonds. And even though you're not a dad, BA, you still take care of your nieces and
nephews. You can still have a dad bod even if you're not a dad. It's
absolutely.
All right.
That's
I have
true.
The dad qualities without the quality of actually being a dad. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, listen, I know you've mentioned it on a previous episode where, like, you know, have you mentioned you've taken care of your nieces or your nephews, and, you know, and I, like I said, man, it's almost like you've earned it.
Right.
I like to say that that's a quality that a lot of people look for in a relationship, and you've already practiced it, sir. You're ahead of the game, in my opinion.
Hell yeah. BA's
that's
like,
true.
I get to hear BA sit there. I can hear his brain right now. He's like, all right, let's not go that far.
All right. All the single ladies, if you're interested in having somebody who understands what it's like to take care of kids.
All my single ladies. All my single
all
ladies.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Put your hands up. Just a quick reminder, the Streamers with a Purpose first album is coming out next month. So make
no,
sure.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Unless you're doing some AI-generated bullshit.
All right, we'll have two of the three members doing
here. BA's in the background going, boom, boom. Like Patrick on the campfire song.
Oh, I love it.
I guess that means you're a lead vocal there, Agent.
I guess. BA, do you want to change roles?
I'll be air guitar.
Cernsey's also bringing the pizza for the recordings.
Yep, all the time. Every day.
All day,
sounds
every day.
Like y'all need a lead singer.
Yep. Biscuit, you in?
Count me in.
Apparently all I've got is boom. Boom.
we can bring FC in as backup too.
Hey.
Ooh, hell yeah. Hey, let's go.
Yeah, FC's got
we're getting a party in here now.
Shout out Fat Chick Plays Games.
Yes.
For
big
sure.
Shout out. Big she shout out.
It.
She's an amazing another amazing human being. But BA, you got any goals for the channel coming up for you? I know you've also, like, I know something that was not mentioned last week is you got, like, a whole new, like, slew of emotes, too. for they your did. Channel.
It did. So I went through and was looking for different emotes I could use because everybody was like having emotes on their channel, and it was something I've been wanting to do on mine, but I just hadn't had time. Well, I finally had time. And I went through and found one I liked. Wasn't too expensive, so I went ahead and got it.
Hey,
listen, my man. Nice. I think they look nice. I think they also kind of fit the arcade vibe that we're that your channel revolves around. I lost the word that I was trying to say. Rez, I was talking, so brain fart.
It's totally okay. I will say that I do have a lot of plans for the channel, some minor, some major. And then with BBG, or Big Brother Gaming, shout out to him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. With him getting his new hard drive that you know of, Ragin.
Yeah.
He is going to be doing all those games that we couldn't do for a while on the streaming end. Dude, we're actually going to be doing some later today.
Dude, I'm so happy for BBG, man. That was awesome, man. I'm actually like low key a little jealous, because I need more space. I need all the space.
A little jealous too, but I don't want his luck with these electronics. He has never had luck with electronics.
Yeah. I remember him telling me in one of my streams he popped in, and because I was having a fit with my, like, this has been like a few months ago. So I think before he was on the streamer showcase. By the way, if you guys want to listen back to that, it's a great episode. You guys really get a chance to know BBG. You can go back and listen to that. But he was telling me that he's had bad luck. I'm like, well, you know, I think we're one in the same, brother.
Well, yeah. Like, one of the hard drives he was looking at didn't make a bit of sense. I don't know if you guys know of hard drives that would be made this way, but I'll explain it and you can see if it makes sense to you. So apparently you could get a hard drive off of Amazon where you get four different hard drives on one hard drive.
Oh, yeah, like pre-partitioned kind of stuff?
Yeah. So it was like segmented out because he was going to get an 8 terabyte, and it was segmented out where it was 2 terabytes per hard drive on one. I was like, "What do you mean?
Is it an SSD?
I can't remember if it was a.
Is it a hard disk?
Hard disk, or if it was a solid state? I can't remember for sure.
If it's solid, so like the thing that, being into the tech shows that I watch, all the tests that I've seen on hard disk drives repurchased is they're normally wore down and they don't last very long. They're repurposed. SSDs, on the other hand, SSDs are really good to resell and rebuy because there's no moving parts, so the hard drives last a lot longer. It's the same thing as buying like a CPU that's been taken care of very well. CPUs usually don't go bad. It's normally motherboards or graphics cards because they've got the moving parts and the superheat.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when he told me that his hard drive had 4 different hard drives on, I was like, the heck you mean? I've never heard such a thing.
But, yeah, you know, it's just
as I get older, I'll just go back to the reversion of back in my day.
Well, yeah, actually,
without the old floppy
disk. Yeah, it actually used to be a thing. Like you would partition out your hard drive so that you could set your operating system in one partition, and you wouldn't flood the partition that uses your operating system with saved data like documents and stuff like that. So that's why you would partition out a portion of your hard drive. Nowadays, yeah. It really doesn't matter. Like, everything's done through your CPU, and it's not really done through the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
All of your boot runs off of like NVMe versus your CPU,
mm-hmm.
or your hard drive. Yeah. So,
well, you look, tech time with Sternsy. We're gonna have to have it at some point because I'm learning something new.
Hey, I didn't open up that support center because I like to talk to people for no reason at all.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I think we've talked enough about me and all the stuff going on with me. Agent, let's go to you, buddy.
Are you sure you don't want to continue to talk about the tech?
Oh, I'm good. I can learn for hours. Trust me.
I was gonna say I literally, like, it's so funny because I learn all this stuff at work because with my job that I do, you know, I'm constantly learning new things at my job, and it's just a lot of the stuff that Stearns is saying. I'm like, yep, I remember being taught that.
trying to remember it.
yes. Bingo, bingo, ding, 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 ding. So this past week is obviously, it's not detail worthy for the podcast. But I will say that, there's been a lot of, it's been an eye opening experience, that's been for the better. Speaking on just my behalf, you know, I have been completely overwhelmed by the amount of support that was shown, and I did not think how loved I actually was until this week. And maybe it's being humble, maybe it's being blind, I don't know, but it's it was an overwhelming experience. And yeah, I just want to thank everybody. And kind of like Stearnsy said, I'm just ready to kind of trying to shift that energy into focusing on what's ahead. And I look forward to it. As far as like streaming goes, I didn't stream too much because, you know, just wasn't there.
The week has been hell.
But the one thing I did do is I had a pretty cool moment. Just a moment, actually. This is actually away from streaming and stuff. So last Friday, at work, our meteorologist and I are really good buddies. And he is, like, he's one of my big supporters. He has subbed to my channel every month, and has never not subbed. He's also been a really, really good friend to lean on and hang out with and all that. But anyways, he set up an interview for our station, for him to interview somebody from NASA. And so I got to direct that, because that's what I do at my job, by the way. If nobody knows, I direct newscasts for a living. I got to direct this interview, and it was one of the coolest experiences. A lot of people are like, oh, it's just NASA. But I'm like, our news station is very small. Like, we are in, like, the bottom, like, 5% of the markets in the United States. So, like, I mean, we are a tiny, tiny news station. But for us to have, like, NASA come in for not come in, but to have NASA do an interview, it was pretty big. And I can't wait to see it go over the air. That was a cool moment for me to share.
I can totally relate to that. When I did the news in my high school, we got to interview one of the gold medal hockey players for the women's team for the Olympics. And that was epic. For a high school team, or for a high school newscast, like, we were like, oh my God. And a ref. We actually got to interview one of the refs that are from Rochester. And then we got to interview directly after, or actually we went to the airport. I remember that. Our reporter went to the airport and he got an interview with one of the gold medalists that was coming home. And it was probably one of the coolest broadcasts I'd ever done for the school. I was so happy. I was so proud of it. I put so much time into it. I worked endlessly on that. And it was so cool to see it air. Like, it was epic.
Yes, yeah, it's such a good
I'm
feeling.
I'm excited for you.
It was
amazing, honestly.
Yeah, it was so cool. I mean, like, because, like, even, like, in the background, I mean, you could see, like, all the stuff. It's like this is, like, NASA. Like, this is, like, these are the people that, and I also thought it was fitting due to the, everything that was going on, you know, that we haven't, you know, and like the new beginnings is, you know, with the new Discord server, and then it's like NASA, and I'm like, this is like NASA. This is, these are the, these are like scientists, and like, I don't know. I was over the moon, pun intended.
I see what you did there.
But no, like I said, the week was good. Overall, I look back on it. I'm satisfied with how everything went. Wouldn't change anything, and it's on to bigger and better things. That's the way I look at it. And I also got some. Hopefully I'll do some more streaming this week, because I didn't do much last week. And a big shout out to Silent Monkey. I know he's one of our listeners here on the podcast. He gifted me Firewatch. It's a game on. So I was like, okay, I'll play that with you, man. It's a game that I've had my eye on for a while. He just randomly gifted it to me, and I'm like, yep, all right, we'll do a collab stream. But enough about me, enough about Sternzy, enough about BA. We are here to talk to the one and the only Stupid _ Biscuit.
Biscotto!
Twitch's pastry. Biscuit.
Well, at least Lasco calls me that.
Yes, I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's funny because...
The only pastry.
That's me.
So let's go ahead and jump into this. Biscuit, first of all, how have you been since the last time we talked to you, my friend?
Honestly, I have been through so much since last time I was on this podcast. I don't even know where to start. I mean, obviously, there's an absence of an echo, which is fantastic. I'm not going to go into too many details, but I left her over personal differences. But honestly,
it seems
my life has gotten way better since then.
Yeah, it seems like you've had a lot of growth. I think growth's been the word that's been tossed around quite a bit so far here on the podcast.
Lots and lots of growth, honestly. I mean, I'm no longer a member of HM. I can't support the server anymore because things happened, but I appreciate the people from the server whom I've built connections with. And I love everyone I've met. I just can't support a server that would do things.
And honestly, the I don't know why this popped into my head. Maybe it's just because I'm a goofy human being. I think anybody right here, will agree.
You're a nut, that's for sure.
The thing that popped in my head when you were talking, was the scene of SpongeBob where Patrick's like, "How about we just pick everything up and put it over here." You know, I think in a plain term, I think the love is still there between all of us and
100%
those that are in HM. We're just now spreading it out to something new.
I think Pat put it best. We're all on a boat and we're headed to the new world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, in case it wasn't clear for the viewers, all four of us are not part of it anymore, and it won't be talked about anymore on the podcast. We have our reasons. You can ask us personally if you'd like, but we're moving on from it, and we're moving to bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
So, like, Biscuit, you have been through a lot, and yourself.
Definitely.
But I will say your self growth has been, I think quite literally the word to use is, it's been a beautiful thing to see, as if your soul couldn't be more beautiful enough.
wait, I got something.
What do you got, Stacey?
It's nice to see you rise to the occasion.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Playing into that old bakery.
Ching.
Well done. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Biscuit, so since the last time we've talked to you, I know you've accomplished quite a few goals as far as streaming goes.
Oh, I have.
You care to elaborate on those?
I got all my emotes.
Hey, by the way, those are really nice too, by the way. Subscribe to Stupid_Biscuit. You won't regret it, just because, if anything, the emotes alone are amazing, but also the streamer too.
Oh, well, thanks. I also reached 400 followers, and that's amazing. I've got a new goal, and I'm going to do like a redo on my drunk stream, because the first one kind of failed.
It didn't fail. It didn't fail.
No, it didn't fail.
The fallout was pretty shitty.
The fallout was terrible.
Biscuit. Biscuit, I will say I do have recommendations for that. Some tips. Tips on what to do.
I will take all the tips.
We've been talking about it, but it would probably be better for them to pick your brain.
I got some tips on what not to do.
How about not taking shots of schnapps?
Yeah, shots is not a biscotto thing.
Definitely not.
I know Ragin is tired of his drunk streams. I think, at least with the cinnamon aspect, he has pretty much told me he's never going to mention the word cinnamon again.
Yeah, cinnamon. Cinnamon is a hard word to say as is, especially when you have stuttering issues like I do. But it's also really hard to take a whiff of cinnamon and not think of a fireball going down my guzzler and wanting to come back up.
Fireball.
Yeah, I'm definitely at 450 followers is my new goal for drunk stream.
So let's hit that goal. Let's see. I want to see a saucy biscuit.
Listen,
yeah, saucy biscuit.
So real quick plug. Mm-hmm. If you aren't already, the link is down in the episode description. Give Stupid_Biscuit a follow, a sub, or hold off on the sub on the sub if you want, and help spread the word. Get them to their goal. We can get this new subathon going, and let's make it happen.
If you're strategic about it, yeah, you would save your sub for when we do the thing, just get you there. Yeah, we just get you there. We just get you to that, and then you guys can throw all the subs and love and get Biscuit saucy.
Saucy Biscuit.
Saucy Biscuit.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely not going to be doing shots. More like sips of an alcoholic beverage.
Sounds like, a good idea.
A group gift sub, like five or more, and I'll down the whole drink. Yeah.
There you go. Finish the glass.
Yeah, finish the drink.
Yeah, so, listen, so I mean I had like 28 shots in like an hour and a half. Like that's
goddamn.
Like that's what you don't want to do.
I could never.
By the way,
eight by over the way. Like 3 hours and I blacked out.
By the way, Biscuit, I will say I did give you a major shout out, and I have ever since that drunk stream that I had, that subathon. Yeah. I want to thank you now that I have it on my mind and I'm talking to you. I want to thank you so much for moderating that stream. I really, really thank you so much.
100%.
You and Amani were the two. I think there was somebody else that was there in my chat the whole entire time, and I really wanted to thank you. So anyways.
Yeah, no problem.
Typically, I would have been there, but I was streaming with the man.
you were in the game with him.
Yeah, we actually needed you because I was stuck in holes. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, you were stuck in holes.
I still have no idea how you got stuck.
Yeah, honestly, I loved being in VC and just like helping with everything.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. If anything, I could change it, obviously be the pace of the drinks, but it was so much fun.
Definitely pace yourself.
Yeah, I think I've learned my lesson from that, from watching you guys, that if I ever do a drunk live stream, I'm going to put a timer on that bitch.
Raise the expectations, amen, folks. Raise the expectations. We're not as small as we used to be.
Right, right.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way.
Yeah. I mean, most of my drinks were from Pat, so blame him.
Well, and then he's got Asmodai, who's absolutely out for blood whenever he's in Buck's stream. So yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, Asmodai does it just to be Asmodai. Like it's funnier than hell.
Yeah,
I think Asmodai probably gave at least half of those subs.
Guaranteed.
Oh, for sure.
Guaranteed.
Dude was seething from his teeth. Like he was ready.
He's like, oh, I'm saving next month's check just for Buck.
He
literally had that Grinch smile and everything. Like,
and then after the stream, his heart grew 3 sizes that day. His Buckeye's liver withers.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, I was telling my coworkers, I'm like, they're like, how'd it go? I'm like, oh, it went really well, actually. No, I was like, I've actually had people messaging me, telling me that it was fun. They enjoyed it. They got a good laugh out of it. And I said, that's all that matters to me. They're like, oh, good.
It was a great time.
I was like, well, I'm glad it went well. I was like, yeah, it did go well. I mean, it's like a Thanos moment. What did it cost me? My liver.
But, so, Biscuit, you want to talk about your drunk stream since we're on the topic of drunk streams?
I mean, sure. I mean,
if you want to, it's up to you.
It went well until it went bad.
It went well until it didn't.
Exactly. It went well until, like, everybody left me.
It was a hell of a lot of fun. No, it was hell of a lot of fun when it started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Until about a couple hours in, and then it was like,
Biscuit's done.
Pretty Biscuit, much the way I look at the drunk live streams from anybody I've watched is, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, The Price is Right, where, like, they've got that hill climb game.
Yes!
That's pretty much how I picture the drunk live streams. It's good, and then it just falls off a mountain.
Yes! It was good until it wasn't.
I'm having a blast. Man, I'm not feeling so great, guys.
Absolutely, that was me.
Wow, that pastry is really lost in the sauce now.
Exactly. I was so lost in the sauce.
Because we're on this topic of drunk streams. Drunk streams is kind of a thing across, you know, the whole platform. People do it all the time. What advice, Biscuit, can you give people that you learned during your first drunk stream, right?
Yeah, my first drunk stream.
All right, what advice can you give everybody?
Pace yourself and don't do shots. Don't underestimate your community. They will get you drunk.
Biscuit,
they can and they will.
Biscuit could not have said that with any more emphasis and any better. Underestimate your community. Never.
I learned about the whole timer thing from watching Blazing Titan Nation. I watched him do his drunk live stream, and despite having the timer, they still blew his goals out of the water.
Dude, your community will...
The entire stream.
Your community will show you just how strong they are.
Exactly. They will strong arm you into getting sloshed.
If there's a chance for them to have fun, they're going to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I also will say, like, this was like, I think I mentioned this last week, too. And Biscuit, did you say you blacked out?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, they did.
Me too. I
100%.
I woke up like 2 hours after my stream ended. It was like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I just remember looking at my watch. And I'm like laying face down on my bedroom floor. Didn't even make it to the bed. Like literally my computer, my computer is like 15 steps away. I think 15 steps, 10 steps. And I'm right to my bed. I was flat face down on the floor. And I just kind of like climbed my way up onto the bed. I remember doing that. And I was like, you know what? I need to lay face down because I don't want to aspirate. So I had a little bit of common knowledge or common sense there, but yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I'm glad you took the precautions, Buck, because at the end of your stream, you were not looking great.
I think you were looking
worse off than Biscuit was at the time.
It was, I think the embarrassing thing for me, see, Biscuit was so much fun to watch drunk. Like, that was gold. And you know what? I cannot wait. I almost want to just create a bunch of Twitch accounts just to get them to the follow goal so I can see another drunk Biscuit. Because it was absolutely a blast. Even though they mistaked me for Jay, I was like, you know what?
That's fair okay. enough. I mistaked Buck for a BA for, BA for, who was it?
Curse Birdman.
Right. Curse Birdman.
You were very insistent.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It was just so much fun. And, since we're talking about like the drunk show, I think the thing, because I was trying so hard to not, I could feel the alcohol wanting to come right back up, and I'm like, please don't, and it started to, and I just got really, I remember like leaning, I watched the video, and I leaned over, and then you just see my hand come up and mute my mic, because I didn't want nobody to hear me trying to hold this back, and then I was gone. And then that was like, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm done. I don't remember raiding out. And apparently I shut my computer completely off for whatever reason. I don't know. And then I wound up face first on the floor, on the hardwood floor. So
I think on your end, you was like, you know what? I'm not okay. Power down. It'll take care of itself. I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
because like
that was where I was with it.
It ended so fast for your stream, and then we were like, "Is Buck good?" You know, he was slouched over his chair and everything. We're just like, "Is he all right?" But no one really could get a hold of you. And the only thing we thought was like, he must have gone to bed or passed out. Like,
yeah, we figured you passed out.
But then, you know, Biscuit's so sloshed on their live stream that they called me during the live stream, and I'm like, "What?" I was like, I was watching the stream. I looked away for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I was gone at that point.
Oh, I knew you were gone.
You were talking to the inner Biscuit at that point.
I knew you were gone when you started calling me Curse Birdman. I'm like, you realize that that's not me, right? It's yeah, me I realize it's not
Curse.
You. Hi, Curse.
An A for Birdman.
Like, how do you have both mindsets right now? And you're just like talking freely, like it doesn't matter. I'm like, are you okay? Let me pull up this live stream again.
Yeah.
It was good.
You were really out of it. You were really out of it. I don't even think you had the willpower to turn off your own computer at that point.
Nope.
I most definitely did not.
Yeah, Biscuit.
There is a reason that certain live stream is not in my past broadcasts.
Oh yeah, no.
You should have definitely at least clipped part of it.
I should have. You're right. I should have, but I deleted it because I was like, I don't want to.
That was one of those.
I don't want to chance it.
Yeah, no, exactly. You couldn't keep that one up. It was too risky.
It was.
I mean, if you had downloaded it, you could have pulled clips from it, which would have been cool. But given the state of Biscuit at the end of that, I don't blame you for just deleting it.
I couldn't keep it.
Well.
Good times, guys. Good times.
They really are.
For sure.
I mean,
they really were.
I mean, I felt like death. I mean, I feel like I may have just made out with death, like when I.
Yeah. The day after that stream.
Like,
oh my god.
Shit faced. I was like, yep. I just totally made out with fucking death right now.
It was so bad.
But like looking back on it, I was like, you know what?
I was so
I'm satisfied.
Sick.
Biscuit. So we've talked about your new emotes. We've talked about
drunk stream.
Your drunk stream. It's like what have been like some of the goals that like you're like, are, have you like readjusted any of your goals? I mean, I know you just talked about one, but like overall, like any like outlook on like going forward?
I just want to keep building my community to be full of love and like no hate for anyone. That's what I want. I want my page to be a safe space, kind of like the servers that we're all a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I guess like the one thing is like that I'm curious to know. Have you reached the point of like being like I don't like using this word, but like satisfied with like you know the way your stream is, like you're not planning on like adding.
I like the current way my stream is.
Yeah.
The only thing I need is a second monitor again, because I had to leave that behind when I left Echo.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, in that case, I can say welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I've only had one monitor since I started streaming, and you guys are talking about double monitors and sometimes even triple monitors. I'm like,
I was gonna say, I think Chicky rocks four.
Oh my god!
How do you have the space for that?
You get them on stands.
Arms.
Yeah, arms.
I say, start hanging them on the wall.
You can.
That is absolutely an option, BA. I know you're messing around, but no, you're not wrong.
That's absolutely an option.
I know. I plan on rearranging. I got this one giant monitor arm. It's literally just a pole that clamps onto my desk, and then it's just got like a another bar that goes across. That's parallel with my desk, and it's got three monitors on it. But like, I've really thought about maybe just readjusting and just having them all on monitor stands. But I don't know yet. I know this. I know that's one thing I do want to do is I want to redo my setup here, but we'll see. It's a lot of work.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. That is definitely a thing I want to do too, especially once I get moved into a new place. Once that happens, if it's still echoey like it is kind of in here, yeah, I'm going to definitely make some changes.
Yeah, I might honestly like put up some soundproofing around.
I need to do
so that.
That
I don't get so much echoing.
Yeah, I need to do that. I want to.
I already had enough echo before.
I don't know if it ever has come through in the podcast, but like my headset crinkles every time I move. I can't move my head without it being a problem.
Oh, it comes across on the podcast, buddy.
It absolutely does come across.
It's like, man, I really need to invest in a new mic, but everything's so fucking expensive.
Nah, dude, this the one that I have, the AT6 from Fifney, is like $60, maybe.
I think
it's down at $40 right now.
I'll have to check it out.
It comes with a boom arm. It comes with a pop filter. It comes with a microphone. It's USB. It's probably one of the best starter mics out there.
Honestly, that and this Samson Q2U that I'm using.
Oh, yeah.
The funny thing about that, Sterndy, is you're like, oh, it's only $60. Telling that to a person who currently doesn't have a job.
But you could mow a lawn. You could mow a couple of lawns and get that much money, bro.
The part of winter, I don't think so.
You can shovel a couple of driveways and get that much money.
Oh my god. He's like, all right, enough with the excuses, BA. I'll give you another answer.
Yeah, no, I got you, bro. Like, I'm a problem solver. Let's get you a new mic.
Yeah, let's get you a new mic.
That's one of the first things I'm gonna get.
Community goal.
I've never actually had a goal set up on my screen. I would have to figure out how to do that.
I could walk you through it. It's actually really easy. Twitch actually like prompts you through it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's just my first thing I want to do is get a standalone mic away from everything else so I don't have the extra problems. I just don't know where I'm going to put it.
You'll find it. We'll get you set up.
Yeah, I I've had the same issue as far as like finding space for to put a microphone. But now I got this boom arm and this new mic. It's We all start somewhere. We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
This is true.
I think we should get back to talking to Biscuit, because I kind of took over with back to me, and it's just like, you know, we are talking about Biscuit.
This is all like a big, like a big giant just catching up.
Honestly, I love it.
Biscuit, I one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, because the other day on Sunday, you were streaming Wizard 101?
Yeah,
Is that a newfound love for a game? Because I know one of our questions we had asked was about games that you enjoy. Hey, okay.
Yeah, Wizard 101 is like way old.
I think it is.
It's like pushing 15 years old, 16 years old, something like that.
I was going to say, it's probably around the same time as like RuneScape or
it was like
WoW.
Neopets kind of. I think it was like right around that Neopets rush.
Club
actually,
Penguin.
Which is even
Toontown.
Penguin. Yeah.
It was around Club that. Penguin time, yeah.
Yeah. So it's even older than that. It's like pushing, 20 years almost?
Yeah, it was like in 2003
I'll give you a date.
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
No date.
I had to type it. Give me a sec. I'm not as fast as you guys are.
But you had it pulled up. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to leave the dead air. If I had known that you were looking for it, I would have... Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm playing Neopets like crazy, dude. I used to play the stock market in Neopets.
Oh,
me and my brothers all had our own thing. Like,
yeah, when I said I could look it up, that's exactly what I was doing. Another thing I do is already pre-planned, okay? Everything I do is on the fly.
Same
but
here.
It came out 2008, September 2nd.
Okay, so a little less than 20 years, but still. Old as shit.
Yeah.
Like me. It's ancient like Biscuit.
Oh, stop it. All of you. No.
Poor Sturzy.
We're all getting older, okay?
I think that bald spot just got a little bigger.
Dude, I have like nothing left and I'm still pulling it out. What the hell?
If we're looking for exact dates, it is 15 years old.
So I was right. I was right the first time around.
Yeah,
okay.
It's around 15. Yeah.
There it is. Well, that's like
if you count going into the new year, since it's technically 2024, you can count it as 16, but it's not made it back around to September yet.
Right.
That has a subscription, right? It's a subscription.
It does have a subscription.
Yeah. You can, but it's also free to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. It like the first world basically is free, but then after that you have to pay.
It's like RuneScape.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, that's like Toontown. I mean, at the time it was just, and then Disney just like dropped it, and then like this group of people like, and I don't know.
They revived it.
Yeah, legally, I don't know how they revived it. I don't know the answer to that, nor do I really care to know. All I know is the game
Honestly.
Is there, and I still like I created an account, and it is just like Toontown, completely 100% free, and they still do like events in game. Check it out, Toontown Online Rewritten. It's pretty dope. I love it. I wish I had more people to play with, but yeah.
I really enjoy Wizard 101. I have a fire wizard that is almost max level, like 20 levels away from max level. It was max level when I stopped playing it.
Hell yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I just had to ask because I know last time, you know, I mean, we asked you about like some games you've been playing, and I seen you playing Wizard 101. I was like, wow, that really kicks up the memories.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I was going to ask you, Biscuit, if you were still
Neopets.
Doing games like Palia and Stardew as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're in my rotation. I just haven't gotten around to them since my... short hiatus after.
And we need
Echo.
To finish It Takes Two. We haven't finished.
We really
that yet.
Do. We really do. Oh my goodness.
Just bug them, guys. If there's anything you guys want to see from anybody, just be sure to bug us.
Yes. Bug
Pester.
The shit out of us.
Pester us.
If you want to see me play a game, just be like, hey, play this game. Or
personally,
pester
me, please.
Yeah, I even, like, knowing how my goldfish brain works, I even put a suggestions page on my channel, so that way people could put it up there, and I don't have to worry about getting to it right away.
Right. Honestly, I should put a suggestions page in my Discord, so that people could be like, hey, this game.
Well, see, yeah. And like the see, and that, you know, the one thing that I really struggle with as maybe, and maybe it's just because it's my that niche, I think maybe, mm-hmm. is so like, I tried to play on stream here a couple weeks ago now, the new Avatar game, and I don't mind playing single player games, but to sit there and stream them, I get so like tired because I wake up early, but like. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, this is like not like I love playing with other people. Like if I'm playing like a co-op game, like that's where I'm like,
that is my happy zone.
Yes, and I feel like they can hold me accountable to stay awake, or
this too.
The John Cena thing. But you know, but like
John Cena.
But the but like I really struggle with like, and I'm like, and like of course I was listening to Biscuit, you know, you were naming all these games and they're like multiplayer and stuff, like, and I didn't even know Stardew Valley was multiplayer. Like,
you didn't? Oh, oh yeah. My goodness.
I had no idea. But I do have it downloaded. Thank you Game Pass. It
goes up to 4 players.
Yeah, I had no idea.
If you have mods it goes up infinitely.
Oh. Yeah, you can have a whole bunch of people.
Oh shit. Look,
we don't talk about mods around my computer, okay?
Yeah. Oh, was that clinking noise I heard?
Yeah.
Careful, BA's computer is going to start spouting smoke.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to crash and they'll have to do the rest of this without
you
me.
You still have the fire extinguisher next to you, right, BA?
I was supposed to have fire extinguisher? Oh man, that wasn't in the memo.
Damn.
S'more time. And the fully engulfs in flames. Oh, cool. Campfire.
I guess I'll just turn into Patrick at that point.
Boom. Biscuit, I know I know you said like the personal growth has been tremendous for you with everything that you've gone through. And then like also like, you know, you've been getting back into streaming. I know the answer to this, but like, how's it like set your mentality with this new, I guess I want to say new outlook on life. Like, how's it like set your mentality on stream? Like, how's it been like to
honestly,
how does it carry over to streaming?
I honestly feel like I have been much healthier with my day-to-day life now that I'm not constantly at someone else's beck and call, which translates over into my stream. Like, I'm not trying to stream 11 hours just to have a reason to not have to go and do things for someone else. So that allows me to be a little more flexible with my stream and all of my other needs.
Yeah, like I said, I already knew the answer to that because when I popped in your first stream it was like I seen a whole new Biscuit. Like it was like it was like literally probably the most uplifting thing that I have seen. It was different. Like it was so like everything just felt different. So, but I just wanted to hear from your perspective because that just it just really solidifies just how amazing it's been to see you, you know, grow, like the self-growth.
Seriously, the growth has been an all-around growth thing. Like not just my stream, not just my personal life. It's been literally everything from, you know, how I take care of myself to how I interact with other people is just like, I don't have to worry about someone breathing down my neck. And honestly, that is the best feeling in the world. Just being free.
Absolutely. And just to add on, it's like as somebody who's a member of your community, it's we get to see a really, really fucking dope ass Biscuit as if we didn't already. Like,
oh yeah, no, this like, is like the just to see your demeanor since your life adjustment, it's like it's a whole different Biscuit. I see the fire to grow is 100 times more than it's ever been. Watching you stream, you interact, like the attentiveness to your stream is way more than it's ever been. It's impressive and I love it. I can't freaking wait to see you blow up, because that's where this is going. 100%. I can't even say otherwise. Like just your personality, letting your personality be like it wasn't able to before is great things are coming. I feel it. I see it. I can smell it. I can taste it. Biscuit. I can taste it. And it,
you can taste the flakiness.
I can taste the flakiness. It's a great croissant right around the corner.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
And to feed off of that, like I think the best way to sum that up is you yourself, Biscuit, you want like community growth. You want to grow your community. Now that we get to see the real Biscuit, it's gonna grow tremendously, because it is amazing.
Well, I appreciate all of that. Y'all are making me blush, goddammit.
Good. 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 Then we won't have to leave you in the oven for as long.
Instead of being a nice golden brown, they're now red.
Exactly. Exactly.
Listen,
I'm like a meatloaf at this point.
By the way, I would also like to extend an offer. I would love to extend an offer to all of us right now. I know BA is gonna need some assistance, and I hope to help him here in a minute or sometime very soon. But I would love to stream. Co-stream Sea of Thieves with everybody again.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. One time when we're not all wasted, me and you specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Just get a four-person crew together. We just go do some quests or whatever and just have the best time of our life.
I would like to get in some sea battles this time, dude. I haven't done that yet, and I kind of want to give that a go, because that's the one thing that kind of pushes me away from Sea of Thieves, is the sea battles that I've seen are kind of wonky, but like, I used to thrive for that shit when I played Black Flag. Like, I loved the oversea battles and stuff like that.
See, I am definitely not a battle biscuit. I will repair the ship.
See, I don't mind doing combat.
That will be my
so,
job.
Like if you need somebody to do combat.
I could see why you're a support biscuit, because you can fill in the holes with the pieces of biscuit.
Exactly, exactly. Just rip off pieces of myself and shove them in the holes.
Like, if Fair I enough. Go out up top, then I'll get holes in me. And then that's
exactly.
Less to fix the ship with.
Exactly, exactly.
I just wanted to extend that offer while we were all here. We were all in the same
I'm
page.
Absolutely down.
I am
down.
Season 11 is coming out soon, so I don't know when they're going to announce more details on that, but anyways, I digress. There's actually another pirate game coming out too. It's going to be coming out relatively soon, I believe. Was it Skull and Bones? I think it's finally making
its
the
way
beta to
the... was out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it's finally making its way to the surface. No pun intended.
It looks like kind of like a New World meets Sea of Thieves kind of game.
And I love New World. I mean the game is very, very graphically demanding on GPUs, but like, it's still a great game. I think that's a good summary on it.
Yeah. We can agree a little bit there. It looks great.
It does.
It looks great.
Biscuit.
Yes.
So now that you are where you're at, what's next for you?
Honestly, just getting back into my streaming groove and honestly spending some time with a new person in my life.
Yay!
Hey. Yeah.
Nice.
My boyfriend.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
So like, honestly, 100%. I'm not, that's not meant to be like, the, oh, I'm so happy for you. No, like I'm no. Legitimately happy for you.
I can hear your genuineness.
I had to explain it to the audience. You know, I have to explain it to the audience.
Yes. It's a genuine sentiment.
Yeah. If you know Biscuit, you, it's so, yeah, you can't like, you can't not be happy. Like it's not the cliche. Oh, I'm so happy for it. It's like legitimately like you deserve all the happiness, like all the happiness.
Absolutely.
But I don't have any other questions. B.A., Sternzy, I'm leaving it to you guys.
Go ahead, B.A.
My brain is still not on all cylinders right now.
Oh, dang
I'm
it.
I'm still waking up.
All right. So let's break this back. So because it's season two, a lot of people probably haven't started with episode one, considering this is the newest one coming out. Let's just take a quick glance as to the past, okay? So okay. Where Biscuit was... Biscotto, you have grown quite a bit since I met you, and you had grown quite a bit before that. Let's start back. How did you get the name? Let's start with that.
Honestly, this name Stewed Biscuit, I was playing with a friend of mine, Hypofocus. She went by a different username back then, but we were playing DBD, and I was already dead by this point, but there was a random person in our game because we were surviving with friends and we didn't have a full crew. Anyway, so I was spectating this one person and they just kept hiding in lockers all the fucking time. And I was like, what a stupid fucking biscuit. And I'm like, wait. That sounds good.
I want to use that. That's mine now, it, right?
Exactly. Like,
you know, to clean it up, though, we're just going to live out the middle part.
Exactly. The underscore is the missing fucking part.
The underscore is the expletive.
Yes, exactly.
It's the beep.
Yeah. Stupid beep biscuit.
Oh, biscuit. Oh, biscuit. Now you got something new you're going to do now. It's the stupid beep biscuit.
Yeah.
That's actually really great.
We're going to have to. Yeah. Just
beeps only.
Beeping, beep.
Beeps only.
Oh, somebody just redeemed the beeping biscuit.
Yes.
One beeping biscuit coming beep the beep up.
You know what we have to invest
beep the beep
for you
out
now.
Of this beeper.
We have to now invest in you a soundboard.
Absolutely. I need a soundboard.
You can do that with your touch portal.
Oh, I know I can. I just haven't figured out.
Oh no, because you use things. Your phone. Yeah, you use your phone for the chat.
I
that
do
would
use
be really
my phone
hard to
for
do.
The chat right now because yeah. it's all I have. I mean,
yeah, so you really
I do
can't
have
use touch portal that much.
Right, well, I have a tablet, but the tablet is not having charge and I don't know why, so
well, maybe we can work on something.
Yeah, maybe. I've been trying to cobble together something resembling a good setup.
We'll get you there.
It's not like we all know a guy.
Right, Sternzy. Right, we got a Sternzy.
Oh yeah, no, we got a Sternzy. So you guys want to talk about segmenting drives again?
Wow, that,
no thanks.
Well, that really just gets my drive going.
I already
going.
Know plenty.
It really gets my drive going. Time to wind up. Here we go. So, okay. We went over the name. Now, Biscuit, you've got a pretty long career so far.
Honestly, yeah.
Even if you exclude the hiatus, you've still got like 2 years of streaming almost, right? 2-3 years of streaming?
About, yeah, two, 3 years of maybe not consistent streaming, but streaming nonetheless.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of experience under your belt. Can you pin down, you know what, what is one of your favorite moments that you've had on stream?
Definitely that one clip of me jumping on the fucking motorcycle in in Fortnite and be like, hey, Stoonzy, want to hop on? And then immediately running into a fucking barrier.
Oh, yeah. You sure you got this biscuit? Yeah, I got it. Bam.
And then backing up and then flipping us up in the air. Like, yeah, I got this.
Oh, biscuits totally got it. Yeah, no, we got this.
I'm a good driver.
Didn't the vehicle end up blowing up or something after that?
No, we actually got away.
Okay.
It couldn't have been like anything like you've seen on the streams I've done with BA and even Pat on American Truck Simulator.
Nah. Oh,
no, not at all. Honestly, I have had so many good moments. A lot of them are clips and like I remember playing the Monkey Island with y'all. And
oh, dude, when we were wasted? Yeah, that was
And then
fun.
Someone redeemed the chicken, the crazy chicken dance thing. And then I just went full headbanger mode and just boom, 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 boom. Just shaking this lovely mane of mine.
You're making me feel jealous.
The mane. Oh, no, hey, Sternsy, hey, listen, your chat loves to remind you still got that pink wig.
Yeah, I know.
Maine.
Yeah, I know.
Gorgeous.
You don't sound so happy about
Maine.
That, Sternsy.
No, that wig is hot as shit, dude. I hate
it. Yeah,
it's
a hot
thing.
Pink. You're damn right. It's a hot pink.
No, like when I get done wearing that wig, when somebody finally feels enough pity that I'm like pouring sweat, and it's winter down here. And when I would do it in the summer, there's winter and summer down here if you don't know what Florida's like. So, like, in the summer. Like 2 minutes into wearing this wig, I'm just drenched in sweat. I got sweat. I mean, I'm just constantly wiping my forehead, wiping my hands on my shirt. Like I take the wig off after somebody feels sympathy for me, and I can feel the sweat that's around the back of my neck on my shirt because I've just poured so much sweat wearing that damn thing. I've never had hair that long, and I'm thankful that I don't.
There's a reason I shave most of my hair off.
Well, you have thick hair too.
I do have very thick hair.
I'm on that boat too. It sucks. I don't like thick hair.
And my wife was watching, Mrs. Sternsy was watching you one day, and she was like, "Wow, Biscuit's got really thick hair."
Yeah.
And she does hair, so that's why she was like, oh my god.
Well, that makes sense.
I tell her that I every time I go and get it cut, they use thinning shears on it, and it's still this thick.
Yeah, she does the same thing. It's actually what she, yeah.
Oh my god, I can only picture it.
Like, seriously, my hair is way too freaking thick. That's why I shave a lot of it off, and I just leave the top part.
I know, I just went...
Because it's enough.
Well, because I just
it
went...
It is plenty.
I just went and got my hair cut, and, like, I think the girl was new, so, like, I can't, like, be too angry and too frustrated, but, like, it wasn't, like, faded. I'm like, no, when I say high and tight, I want that bitch to be all the way up to the top of my head. Like,
yeah, I want that disconnect.
My hair
just
my hair grows so fast.
Keep this part long and shave the rest. I don't want it. Don't try to make them match up. I don't want it.
Yeah,
there isn't much high on this tight.
I don't think I mind having somewhat long hair. But I don't think I'll ever go back to the point where I let it grow past my shoulders. Because I had long hair at one point, and I was forever sitting on it. Just because I was like leaning back, and then I would go to pull forward, and I would catch my hair every single time. I was like, man, this is annoying. How does anybody deal with this?
And put it up in a ponytail.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Even then it would still get caught because you still have it dangling down behind you. You just can't sit back.
Listen,
throw it up in a bun.
Your boy had a mullet back in the day.
I don't know how to do hairstyles, Biscuit.
Literally, all you gotta do is put it in a ponytail, wrap that shit around, and put another ponytail. That's it.
Yep. I struggle doing the first ponytail.
BA's like me. You should see me trying to do my daughter's hair. It's I'm like, damn, these sausage fingers. And she starts walking away like, no, daddy's fingers still stuck in that hair tie.
Wait, come back.
I got to pull my hand back and just jerk her neck back. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I used to have the same problem. Ponytails were not my thing.
Oh, unfortunately. Dude, I picture, that's all the time I've got, guys.
I picture Sternsy just throwing ponytails up back in the day. But anyways, I digress. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and we'll wrap this up. Biscuit, thank you so much again for joining us. It was a lot of fun catching back up with you, and we're so happy that you're in a good place now. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun hanging out.
Oh, definitely, 100%. I would definitely come back and do this for a third time.
Hell yeah. We'll keep that in mind. Real quick, Biscuit, before we go, let's let the listeners know where they can find you at.
Oh, you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. I mean Twitter, but not really.
X.
Fair enough.
X, if you want to call it that. I still call it Twitter. I'm not gonna call it X.
Or should we call it Bleep?
Bleep, yeah.
And then the almighty Twitch. What's the username there?
The username for all of the above stupid_biscuit.
There it is. All right, let's go ahead and do us. BA, where can they find you at, my friend? Since we didn't do it last week, let's remind the people.
If you guys haven't figured out where to find us by now after like 16, 17 episodes in, you know, I can't really help you, but it's Browns Arcade, all one thing, on Twitch.
Hell yeah. Sternsy.
Nice and simple. I do want to say one thing before we go.
Yes.
We are going to be making a content section for you guys to be able to post stuff into. So look forward to that.
Hell yeah. Sternsy, where can they find you, my man?
Yo, you can all find me at TMNT_Sternsy on Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, MySpace, actually my Gmail as well, if you want to send me an email.
You're just listening off every social.
Yeah, no, I took everything, dude. The only thing I don't have is a URL.
Fair enough. Going to GoDaddy. Oh,
and my merch shop. My merch shop as well. You can find that a link to that on my YouTube or my Twitch page. And yeah.
And we all have Discords.
Yep. And we sure do.
How about you, Buck? Where can everybody find you, buddy?
Best place to find me is just twitch.tv/RaginBuckeye. R-A-G-I-N and then Buckeye as it sounds. I also have a merch store if you guys want to check out some of the cool merch. I just got some new stuff there at the beginning of the year, including a Lasco Pico Train inspired t-shirt saying "These nuts." Roasted
the awesomest t-shirt. I do need that so bad.
It's pretty cool. But find me on Twitch, come and hang out. I promise you you won't regret it. But all those links that were mentioned to the each of our channels, even including Biscuits, plus our Discord server for Streamers with a Purpose, will also be in the channel description. If you guys want to join, feel free to join us. We're always open to meeting new people. But until next time, everybody, we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Just remember, spread the love, spread the peace, but don't spread the chicken grease.
Cowabunga, baby.
Bye.